Good morning. Welcome to everybody to this service on this beautiful, beautiful morning. And, you know, mornings like this, we think and we feel like rejoicing and praising. And that's, you know, it's not just in the good times that we're supposed to do that. But that's what we're here to do today together. So let's begin that time with singing.
Thank you for that singing. What a blessing to join our voices together in song. And as we think of worship, often my mind goes to King David, who's a man after God's own heart, who enjoyed singing and expressed the words of expressed himself in song. I invite you to turn to Psalm 30 this morning. And after you've found Psalm 30, then I'd invite you to turn to Psalm 28. We'll read the first two verses in Psalm 28. As David said, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord." And so indeed it is a blessing to be gathered together and just welcome all of you to worship, and especially our guests. We're glad you're here and trust that the Lord will bless our time together. So I was thinking about what I should be sharing this morning. The words of the song, "God is waiting in the silence," came to me, and I was thinking about those times when God waits on us to make that move toward back to Him. But then I also then looked at a number of scriptures where it talks about us waiting on God. And so I was trying to figure, well, how does this work? We wait on God, God waits on us. How do these things happen? And so this can be approached from a number of different angles. But I'd like want to draw your attention to the first two verses of Psalm 28, where David has this heartfelt plea that the Lord would hear him, that he would not be silent, and that the Lord would hear him. Unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward the holy oracle. I believe that this morning the Lord wants us to lift up holy hands without wrath and doubting. The Lord wants us to come to him. And indeed, our plea is that God would hear us. But let us also then be listening then to God. Coming then to Psalm 30. Those of you who have the King James Version might notice that it says a psalm and song at the dedication of the house of David. And looking at and studying this a bit further, it's possible, it's probably wasn't written for the dedication of the temple. It may have been at the time of when his new house was constructed, but more likely it may have been the time that David came back to his house after the uprising of Absalom. And he had done this, he had cleansed his house, so to speak. He needed to, the concubines needed to be moved to other quarters. And David is, and has this song of praise. And he makes numerous references to praising God through song. And as I was studying this, it just kind of grew on me again that it just seems like we don't get enough singing done in our worship. And so I want to leave more time for singing this morning. And with David, he had the good times and the bad. If you will notice in verses 6 and following, there was a time when he thought he was invincible. Things were just going so well. But he comes back to recognizing that that it is the Lord who has mercy on him and to whom he wants to sing and praise. So let us read Psalm 30. And notice how David praises him, praises the Lord. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by thy favor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. To the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. I hope you've been noticing the thread that follows through this. As David said, that you have lifted me up and you have made that my foes haven't rejoiced over me. I cried to you and you healed me. You kept me alive after the uprising there in the kingdom. The Lord had preserved him. He had suffered at the chastening hand of God. And he recognized that the Lord's chastening was but brief. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And even though he said that I shall never be moved, things were going well for him, yet when God hid his face, he was troubled, and he cried to the Lord, and he sought him. And the Lord had mercy on him and heard him. And his resolve was just that he would sing praise, he would honor the Lord, he would give thanks. And so let us move into our worship with a grateful heart. Let us recognize that it is God who energizes us, who gives us strength, and our response is to sing and praise him and worship him. Shall we bow our heads for prayer, and then I'll ask Lyle to lead in several more songs. Thank you. Gracious Heavenly Father, we just desire that you would perfect that which concerns us. We just ask that you would help our lives to be open before you, that you would help us to truly want to worship you today. And so we join together now in singing and praising you and seeking your glory. For Jesus' sake, amen. Brother.